From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Ethan Couch, the so-called affluenza teen, is going to spend nearly two more years in jail. That's what a judge ordered today in a Tarrant County courtroom. Couch is on probation for killing four people and injuring nine while driving drunk in 2013. The case sparked international headlines when he was sentenced to probation instead of jail. Today's hearing was Couch's first appearance in an adult court, 2 days after he turned 19. The hearing marks a new chapter in Couch's case. Ethan Couch sat in the courtroom in a red Tarrant County jail jumpsuit, his shaggy hair still mostly the dark brown he dyed it when he fled to Mexico with his mother. Tarrant County prosecutors told the judge that Couch should spend 180 days in jail for each of the four people he killed, 720 days in total. Couch's lawyer, Reagan Wynn, said that was too much and that the 19-year-old should still be subject to the more lenient juvenile court rules.
It is still a juvenile adjudication. It's still the same sentence that it was, and he's still on the same probation. It's just that you are now the court that supervises him instead of the juvenile court before.
Judge Wayne Salvant sided with the prosecutor. Couch, he ruled, will spend nearly 2 years in jail. Still, the judge gave Couch's lawyers 2 weeks to change his mind.
Nothing I do is in stone, so I might reconsider.
Now that Couch is in the adult court system, a stricter set of rules come into play. Couch was mostly quiet as Judge Salvant told him the terms of his adult probation, which will go on for several more years.
You have to remain within this county, any other of the adjacent counties, unless you get permission from your supervision officer or unless I authorize saying. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Salvant also told Couch to stay away from alcohol, to submit to drug and alcohol screenings, and to try to find a job. It's unclear how much of the time Couch has already spent in jail will count towards his sentence. Couch turned 19 behind bars on Monday. He's been locked up in Tarrant County's maximum security jail since February, kept separate from other inmates for his own protection, according to Sheriff D. Anderson. Anderson says he's seen the young man's demeanor change since he's been incarcerated.
You know, certainly this time that he spent in a single cell by himself with no privileges, that's a rude awakening for anyone, and I think that it's hit him that this is a life that is what he feared, if not expected.
Family members of Couch's victims were glad to see him serving time after his original sentence in juvenile court of probation and drug treatment. Alex Loomis's brother, Sergio Molina, was left severely disabled when Couch drunkenly wrecked his truck in 2013.
Everyone is listening now to the victim's cry. To be quite frank, we want nothing to be forgotten, and we want the light to shine through any darkness that has been reoccurring in our side of the case.
Marla Mitchell's 24-year-old daughter, Brianna, was killed by Couch.
It gives me the comfort that he's not going to be on the run again trying to skip the country.
Couch's father and stepbrother were in the courtroom but declined to talk to reporters. His mother, Tanya, will also appear in front of Judge Wayne Salvant. She's awaiting trial for helping her son flee the country. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.